Good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef, as well as Le'ilu Nishmas Mordechai David Ben Shmuel Chaim. It's also the merit for all the cholim in our neighborhood. We are up to the bottom of Chav Zayin and Beis. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Ches. We're going to begin from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Zayin and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kol Ayosim in Ha'eis Ein Malikim Bo Ela Pishtan. Anything that comes out of a tree, you're not allowed to use for Shabbos candles because it's not, the wick is not going to light well. Ella pishtan, flax is the only thing that comes out of a tree that's considered to be fine to light. The wick is not going to jump so much, so it's going to be kosher. Flax you're going to be allowed to use for the wicks. Asks the Gemara, says the Mishnah, v'chal ayotim in eitz, and another halacha, there's something called tumas ohel. We're going to speak a little bit about tumas ohel. Ohel, of course, means that if there's a dead body in a room, everything in that room becomes tame. What this Mishnah is referring to is not only does everything in the room become tame, but actually the ohel itself, the room itself, let's say it's in a tent or something. So the tent itself, the physical tent itself needs to be dipped in a mikvah. So v'chal ayotim in eitz, If the tent is made out of wood, Einu Matame Tumas Ohalim, so then the tent itself, if it's made out of wood, does not become Tame Ella Pishtan. The only type of wood that when it is a tent, it is Makabal Tumah, is flax. Says the Gemara. Minolon de Pishtanik Reitz. First of all, how do you know that flax Bechlal is called wood? It's a pasuk in Yoshua by Rachav, by the Meraglim that Rachav hid. Amar Marzut Damakravi, he had Sam Hagaga. She hid them in pishtim of wood. So you see from that pasuk that even though flax is not really wood, but the Navi calls it wood, so that's why the Mishnah has to tell you, this kind of wood is not really wood, and therefore it can be used for Shabbos candles. And also, it is mekabel tumas ohel. It says the Gemara, Vayotzi min ha'etz, einu mitami tumas oholim ela pishtan. Minolan. How do we know this is true? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Komar ol ol mi mishkan. Ksiv hacha zos taras zos hatara adam ki yamos be ol. Uksiv hasam vayifro says ha ol ala mishkan. You shall spread out the ol. So you have xira shava ol ol. And now what was that referring to? The things that were spread out of the mishkan. Now there were three covers to the mishkan, but this is referring to the bottom one. Ma lahalan shel pishtan kari ol. What was the bottom cover of the Mishkan made out of? It was made out of sheish. That was one of the tolas shani v'sheish, right? It was made out of sheish mashzar. Vesa Mishkan tase sheish mashzar. Sheish is pishtan, flax. So you see from the fact that ol is called by the in the Mishkan, sheish, flax is called ol, and by tumas ohel, it's called ohel. So you see, flax is called ol, and it's mekabel tumah. First of all, asks the Gemara, imala halon shizurin v'chutan kafal shisha. Well, if you're going to learn from the Mishkan, it's only if it's spun into a thread, and it's six times. Each of the minim, there were six strings of flax, and six tchelas, and six argaman, and six tolas shani. It was six times four. Each one of those was kafel shisha. So maybe you'll tell me it's only mikabel tumas oil if it's times six. Says the Gemara, imal halon shizurin. It was woven into a string. The chutin kafel shisha. Afkan chutin kafel shisha. Says the Gemara, tamid lomar oil oil riba. It says the word oil a bunch of times by tumas mace. So it comes to include even if it's not kafel shisha. Says the Gemara, well, once you tell me there's more psukim. E-O-L Oriba Afilu Komi Lenami. Well, then maybe even things that aren't flax. Answer the Gemara King Xerashava Mayhanali. No, that's why you have the Xerashava. It says compare it to flax. And the Mishkan just doesn't have to exactly be like the Mishkan. It could even if it's not Kafal Shesh, it's still okay. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Malahalon Krushim. Afkan Krushim. If you're going to tell me you're learning from Mishkan, hey, other parts of the Mishkan seemingly were called Mishkan too. What about the Krushim? What about the beams? The beams were made out of wood, so it's also called Mishkan. So you should tell me also beams are Mekabel Tumah, Tumas Oel. And when the Mishnah said, no, for Yotzim and Eitz is not Mekabel Tumas Oel. Answers the Gemara. Amar Kra Vaasisa Krashim Lamishkan. So Krashim Lamishkan means Mishkan Kari Mishkan mean Krashim Kurim Mishkan. Krashim is the for the Mishkan, but not the Krashim themselves are not called Mishkan. Says Gemara, really? That's the way you learn it. Elameata Vaasisa Michse La Ohel. So too when it comes to the Oros Elim Adamim. There were three covers to the Mishkan. The Mishkan had three covers. The bottom was Talas Shani Vishesh, like we said. Then there was Yirios Izim, goat hair. Then the top one, we're going to see Machlokas in the Gemara, was Oros Elim Ma'adamim V'Oros Tchashim. It was Elim Ma'adamim, the red from rams, and Tachash. Who knows what a Tachash is? We're going to learn about it. Some type of one-horned animal. That's going to be today's daf. A Machlokas Amarayim, was it two different covers or one cover made out of two of them? Oros Elim Ma'adamim V'Oros Tchashim. So you're going to tell me, hey, wait a second. Vasisa Michse L'Oel, you want to tell me animal skins are not Mekabel Tumas Oel also? Vasisa Michse L'Oel, because there it's Michse L'Oel, so it's animal skins, not Mekabel Tumah. Hachanami, Michse Lo Ikre Oel. It's not called Elo Hadabai Rabbi Lazar or Behema Tumea Maushi Yitam Bola Mace. Well, if that's true, Rabbi Lazar had a suffix. The skin of a non-kosher animal, is that Mekabel Tumas Oelim? Hashta or behema tahora lo mitame. Here in the Mishkan was or behema tahora lachora. Right? Mistama, the Gemara is assuming you had to use only kosher animals in order to build a Mishkan. So if a kosher animal is not makabel tumas oel, kalvachoymer a treif animal. So why in the world is he even asking the kasha? Behema tamei mibay. Answer the Gemara. Shani hasam. There is different. Dehadra hadre kra. Because the Torah there, by the Mishkan, go later on, says specifically that the Oros Elim Ma'adamim Va'Oros Techashim are called Oel. Dichsev Nosuus Yirios HaMishkan Ves Oel Moed. Michseu Michse Atachash Asher Olav. So Yirios HaMishkan is the bottom, which was made out of the flax. Oel Moed is the goat. And then Michseu Michse Atachash, that's the Oros Elim Ma'adamim and the Oros Techashim. And this pasuk makes all of them, compares all of them together. Makish elyon letachton. The pasuk makes a hekish and compares the highest roof with the bottom roof. Ma tachton kariol, af elyon kariol. And therefore, that's a special din in mekabel tumas oel, but that doesn't mean that all animals are that way. Now, once we're on this topic, the Gemara wants to know, wait a second. Why are we assuming that the tachash of the Mishkan was a kosher animal? That's what we're assuming. We assume that whatever you built the Mishkan with had to have been a kosher animal. You're not going to bring a treif animal. What, are you going to build a Mishkan out of pig? It doesn't make sense. But the Gemara is asking, what? Really? Is that true? Says Gemara, Gufa. Let's go back and discuss this. By Rabbi Lazar. Or Behema Tzmeh Amashi Tamu Tumas Oholim. So Rabbi Lazar asked the Kasha, the skin of a non-kosher animal, is it Mekami Tumas Oholim? So Gemara, Maika Mibayla. What's the suffix? Hello, what's the question? He said, we learned from Mishkan. Only the things in the Mishkan get Tumas Oel. And there was all kosher animals. So what's he asking? Obviously, it's only kosher animals. Amar Rav Barava, Tacha Shehoye Bimei Moshe Komi Baile. He's asking, what kind of animal was the Tachash that existed in the time of, I think sometimes people translate Tachash as seal. But we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is not quite sure what it means. Tachash, Abimei Moshe, Amai Kami Baile. I assume the art scroll translates this as Tachash, right? It won't tell you what it is, right? I assume, right? Is that correct? For those of you, yeah, that's what just says Tachash, right? It's not going to tell you what it is. Tachash, Moshe, Kami Baile. Tamei Haya, O Tahar Haya. Was that Tachash a kosher animal or not kosher animal? Because if it was a not kosher animal, then you have a source that even a not kosher animal skin should be mekabel tumas oel. Because you told me gzeira shava oel oel from the Mishkan. So if the tachash wasn't kosher, so you have a source from there that even a not kosher animal, the skins are going to be mekabel tumas oel. Tachash. Tamehoyo tarhoyo. Amar of Yosef. Mighty boilach. What's the kasha? Tanina. We learned it in a braiso. What do you mean? Whatever you're going to use for mitzvah purposes has to be a kosher animal. You're not going to go serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with a non-kosher animal. It's not respectful. So if the Brisa says, so Mestam, everything that was in the Mishkan, everything that was in the Mishkan was Behema Tahora. It was a kosher animal. So therefore, only that is considered to be Mekabel Tumah. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba asked the Kasha from the Brisa, how can you say that the Tachash was a kosher animal? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Mechzos. So here's the Machlokas, right? I don't know if you've ever seen these the pictures of the Mishkan. You ever use the Mishkan book? So you, on the top layer, so you have like it's made out of two different things. One of them is a solid color, and one of them is like that red. One of them spotted and one of them is red. Different opinions. We'll see right now. This Gemara is where this comes from. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Mechzos Hayu. Echad Shel Oros Eilim Ma'adamim. One is a red skins from rams. Ve'echad Shel Oros Techashim. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, no. He says there weren't two different ones. So really, Rabbi Yehuda, there were really four coverings to the Mishkan. There was a Tolas Shani Sheish, right? Was one. Then you had the Oros Izim, the goat hair, then you had Elim, and then the Tchashim. It was two different ones. But Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, there was only one. It was one that was made out of Oros Elim Adamim and Oros Tchashim. Mikhsa Echad Haya. It was half and half. V'doyme kemin tala ilan. And the Tachash was a type of animal, some say the tala ilan, this type of a non-kosher animal. It's kind of like a cat. The notes over here say, Aruch, the Aruch writes, it's a type of cat, and it's spotted, right? That's why a lot of the picture books in the Mishkan, they have that top thing, and it's spotted. V'hatala ilan tamehu. If Rabbi Nechemiah says it's like a tala ilan, the tala ilan is a non-kosher animal. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat cat. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar. Well, kimin tala ilanu, sheish bo gvarim hari. No, it doesn't mamish mean it's the same as the tala ilan, same family. It means it's like the tala ilan that it's spotted, it has a lot of colors. Velo tala ilan, but it's also not exactly like tala ilan. Dilo hasam, tame vahachatar. The tala ilan is a non-kosher animal, but the tachash was a kosher animal. And now, why did he compare it to a tala ilan? Just because it looked like a tala ilan, and not because it was a treif animal, like a tala ilan. Says the Gemara. And Rav Yosef brings a riot of this. Rav Yosef, usually when you see the Gemara, ihachi, usually ihachi means akasha. But in this case, it's one out of the million times in the Gemara that ihachi actually brings a raya. Rav Yosef, ihachi. If Rav Yochanan is right, so then I have an understanding of the Targum. Hainu demetargaminan sasgona. If you look at the Targum, the translation on Tachash, it says sasgona. Shesas begvanim harbe. That it rejoices over its many colored skin. The Tachash is translated as sasgona because sasgona is Rashi Tevis that it's sus. It rejoices over all of its colors. Gona is gavan. Gavan means different colors. Shesas begvanim harbe. Gavna means like a way, right? Kigavna. Those of you who daven Nusach Sfard, Gavna means a certain way. In this case, it means a color, a certain type. Shesas begvanim harbe. So, the Gemara now is going to present an opinion that argues on this. So the Gemara till this point, right, Rav Yosef had brought a raya that in fact the Tachash is a kosher animal because it's just saying it's like a tala ilan that has a lot of colors, but it's really a kosher animal. It's not like the tala ilan. Rava disagrees with this whole story. Or behema temea dimitame ba'ol ames mehacha. Rava says, no. that in fact they used the non-kosher animal. Or Behema Tumea, the Matai, he says no, he disagrees, he says no. This was a non-kosher animal, and they used a non-kosher animal. And, no, excuse me. Well, let's see what the Gemara says. So, no, Rava disagrees the whole premise. He says that, Taka, if you have a treif animal skin as an ohel, and you have a dead body in that ohel, and there's a treif animal skin as your roof, then it would be Mekami Tumas Ohelam, and we learn from the following, not from there, not from the Mishkan, Mehacha, from here. Desani, we learned in a Braisa by Nige Begadim. Oh, going back to Nige Begadim again. What does it say over there by Nige Begadim in Parshas Shmini? Next week's Parsha, well, not exactly, but you know, the next Parsha we're going to read after the Shabbos. Oh, Be'or, not quite a Dafyomi coincidence, but okay, we're getting there. Oh, Be'or. So it says with the leather, now leather is an animal skin, right? So the Torah says, by Tumas Begadim, by Nige Begadim, that or, leather, is Mekabel Tumah. Now why does it say, oh, Be'or? It could have said, or. So the Gemara says, or, oh, Be'or. So it could have said, or, Desanya. It could have just said the word, or, without a base. Yet it said, oh, Be'or. Reba or Behema Timea, by adding those words or by adding the words Be'or, the Torah is including Behema Timea, which is Mitame by Tzara'as, by Nige Bigodim. Vishelaka Biyad Kohen. It's also coming to include that if the garment got a nega after you already gave it to the Kohen, and it sprung a nega afterwards. Let's say you gave a garment to the Kohen to check whether it had a nega, even though beforehand it didn't have a nega, but now the Kohen's looking at it, all of a sudden it got one, that's also considered to be Tameh. Says the Gemara, Katzatz Mikulon. So let's say, V'asa Achas Mehen. Let's say you took a little bit of all the different kinds of garments and you made one garment out of them, minayin, how do you know that also has tumas begadim, tamud lomar, o b'chol meleches or. Let's say it had a little leather, it had a little wool, it had a little linen, you made one garment out of all of it, so how do you know that's also mekabel tumas, says o b'chol meleches or. Anyway, but the point is, here it just says or. So it says leather. So just like by nega, the leather of a non-kosher animal is just like the leather of a kosher animal. The pasuk doesn't distinguish. It says any leather of any animal, right? And it says over here, o b'or, reba, or behema tmeya. So we have a special pasuk, o b'or, behema tmeya, that even a non-kosher animal, when it comes to tumas negoyim, saras, so even or behema tmeya, special pasuk, so we have a binyanav. We have a binyanav. Once the Torah teaches me by Tumas Negoyim that Or Behema Tmeya is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, so too, Or Behema Tmeya says Rava, Or Behema Tmeya is also Mekabel Tumas Oel. Says the Gemara, no. Ah, back to our old friend from yesterday's daf. No, Ikala Mifrach. How could you tell me you're going to learn that from Tzaras to Oel? We saw there were certain strictnesses, there were certain stringencies by Tzaras. Namely what? Shesi va'arev. Remember that one? That Tzaras has a chumrah that even just one string of Shesi and one string of arev, even before you weave them, is already mekabel tuma. Ikalimif malanagam shekein Shesi va'arev tamei behem. So maybe they have that chumrah that even just the Shesi and arev is mekabel tuma. So maybe also that's why Or Behema Temeah. But by Oel, by Tumas Mace would not be Metame just one individual string if it doesn't become a Beged. So maybe it's considered lenient also, and it's not going to, Tumas Mace is not going to give Tuma to a Oel. Says the Gemara, you're right. Okay, we can't learn it from Tzaras. Ella, Gomar Mishratzim. Let's learn it now from Tumas Sheretz. Desanya. Because we learned in a Braisa also based on the Pasuk in Parshas Shmini. What does it say over there in by Sheretzim? V'chol asher yipol alav mehab b'mosem yitzmam yikol kli eitz o beged o or o sak. Or, if it could have just said or. Ein li ela or behema tahira. Or behema timea minayin. How do you know? Even or behema timea tamalomar o or. So or comes with a different thing. So let's learn out from Shratzim. Says Gemara, no, we have our old friend of why you can't let a binyan out from Shratzim. Ikalamirfach ma'ala Shratzim came in tamim b'cha'adosha. Shratzim have the strictness that a sheretz is even mitame the size of a lentil. Even though Tumas Mace requires more than that. Tumas Ace requires a kezias minames. And a kezias is larger than a lentil. So maybe Shratzim are only mitame tum or behema tameya. Because it has this strictness of being mitame even with a lentil. But you can't apply that over to Tumas Mace, which has a larger shear for Tumah, namely a shear of Kizayis. Oh, so the Gemara says, good. So Negayim Yochicha. Okay, but Negayim doesn't have that strictness. Now here you have what's called a, right, Binyanav Mishnei Ksuvim, right? Mishmal Omer, Tzad HaShaveh, right? We're going to have a classic Tzad HaShaveh now, right? Because, right, we say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mi binyanav mikosav echad, binyanav mishnei ksuvim. Sometimes you could have a tzad hashavah, which is like one of them can't do it, but two of them together could do it. So v'chazer adin. Okay, so you can't learn out from shratzim because it has a chumrah that it's mitame b'cha adasha. You can't learn out from tzaras because it has a chumrah that it's mitame shesiv ariv. But each one doesn't have the other one's chumrah, so the two of them together should be able to teach. V'chazar adin. Lo re'i zekir'i zev, lo re'i zekir'i zev. The chumrah that exists by shratzim doesn't exist by tzaras. The chumrah that exists by tzaras doesn't exist by shratzim. Hatzad ha'shav v'shabed, however, the two of them putting them together, the common denominator is she'or tameh bahen, v'asa or behema tmeya, b'or behema tahora, that or is metameh, and by both of them, or behema tmeya, is the same as Or Behema Tahora. Afani Avi Oel Ameis She'or Tamim Bovanasba Or Behema Tmeyak Or Behema Tahora. So we should be able to learn out from the combination of Shratzim and Saras to Tomas Oel Tmeyes that even Or Behema Tmeya is Mekabel Tomas Oel. Amale Ravami Barnish the Ravashi. So Ravami Barnish said to Ravashi, Ikala Mifrach. I could show you a chumrah in both Shratzim and Saras, which will destroy your Tzad HaShaveh. Ma'la Tzad HaShaveh Shebehen Shekein Temeim B'Pachos Mikazayis. But both of them are Mitame Temeim B'Pachos Mikazayis. Why? Because in the Goyim you have the gris, that's the dime, and the Shratzim is the Adasha, the lentil. Both are less than the Kazayis. Tomar B'Meis She'enu Mitame Ela B'Kazayis Ela Amar Rava Mibarnish. So therefore, Ravin Barnes says, you're right. You are correct. So we can't learn out Savash Hashem from Negar Mishratzim. So the Gemara says, we'll bring another source. Rava says, you're right. You proved me wrong. Ela Amar Rava mi Barnish. Asya b'kalvachomer mi notza shel izin. It could be a kalvachomer from a beged made out of the hair, goat's hair. A kalvachomer from a garment made out of goat's hair. She'ein mitame b'negayim. A garment of goat's hair is not mitame b'negayim. And yet, right, because by negayim it says tzemer ufishtim, only wool and linen, but not animal hair. But not goat's hair. So a garment made out of goat's hair is not mekabel tumas negayim, yet it is mekabel mitame ba'ol ha'meis, because we learned it from the Mishkan. Or behema tameya shemitame b'negayim, but or behema tameya, which is mitame b'negayim, like we said before, ain't odin. Shemitame ba'ol ha'meis, says the Gemara. Wait. If this is true, ve'ela, what about the b'raisa we said before? Ve'ela ha'detani, Rav Yosef, if that's really true, that
Ve'ela. Had the Tanya of Yosef lo hukshu b'melechus shamayim el or behemot Torah b'lvad l'may hilchasa. This that we learned before, that when for mitzvos, only or behemot Torah can be used l'may hilchasa. What's this coming to teach me? The way some of the Mefarshim explain this kasha, it's not so simple what the kasha is. In other words, shots like this. That we said before, there was a Rav Yosef taught in a brisa, lo hokshiru, he learned that he had a brisa, lo hokshiru melech shamayim el or behema tahor bilvad. Lamai hilchasa. You see, if we're learning out from Mishkan, and it's to teach me that Tumas Ohel applies, who cares what was in the Mishkan? That was for the Mishkan. When we build the Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to have these skins. So when I was learning that it was to teach me a halacha l'doros, that all Tumas Ohel only applies by kosher animals, so then I understood why I needed this price to tell me, oh, in the Mishkan it was all kosher, because I need to know that only what's considered to be an Ohel on a Mishkan, and it has a hashlacha l'doros, it has an application for a few generations. But stam for a price and tell me, oh, by the way, you should just know that in the Mishkan there was only kosher animals. Well, what is it coming to teach me? Now you don't need it anymore. According to Rava, it's taka not true, because even non-kosher animals are mekabel to masol. So what do I need this price of teaching me that when you serve Hashem, you have to only serve them in kosher animals? Where else do we have a halacha that you're serving Hashem with skins, and I need to know that the skins have to be kosher? Oh, where else is it? Tefillin. Oh, third base. You see, at least yesterday we learned about tzitzis. Now we can learn about tefillin. You think we're only learning about tumas oel? It's not shaykh. Oh, we're going to learn halachas just like we had about tzitzis. Here we go. Tefillin. Lamai hilchasa, says the Gemara, lit tefillin. Oh, let's learn. How unbelievable is Shas, right? You thought you were doomed to be studying about Tumas Negayim and Olam and Shtratzim for a whole day. All of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, we have something that applies to us over here today. Tefillin, every single day. Here we go. Mamish, in the middle of nowhere. You couldn't see it coming. You couldn't see it coming if you couldn't see this coming in the middle of Shabbos, Daf Chav Ches. We're talking about tefillin out of nowhere. That's the gewaldic thing about Shas. You never know where you're gonna go. You never know where you're going to end up. It's like going on a vacation. You just tell the travel agents, just send me anywhere. Don't tell me where. Just put me on a plane. I don't know where I'm going to end up. End up in tefillin. Here we go. Says the Gemara, litfillin. Ah. Tefillin is something made out of animal hide. And tefillin has to be only made out of a kosher animal. Says the Gemara, I need this brisa to tell me lo hukshu b'lech shamayim. Tefillin is a beferish and pasuk in the chumash that you got to use. What do I need the brisa for? It's a beferish and pasuk. Tefillin behedjik siv behu. Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. Hamutter beficha. The Torah says, it says lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. So it's, and the Gemara darshins, mimin hamutter b'achila. And the parshias of the tefillin are Torah Hashem. So it's got to be on a kosher animal, says the Gemara. Ella le'oron. Well, this is good. That's Torah Hashem. That's the parshas inside the tefillin. But I need the braisa to teach me that even the batim have to be made out of a kosher animal. Asks the Gemara. V'ha'amar Abaye shin shel tefillin halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Who says there's only Torah writing on the parshas? There's also Torah writing on the batim. By the way, this is why, there's a difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. There's a difference in Tashmishei Mitzvah. And the difference is, let's say your tzitzis is not called Shemus. Technically speaking, you don't have to bury tzitzis. It's Tashmishei Mitzvah. It's not called Tashmishei Kedusha. The definition of Tashmishei Kedusha is something that has Torah writing on it. So a mezuzah is called Tashmishei Kedusha. That's why we say by tefillin, not only are the parshas of tefillin Tashmishei Kedusha, even the batim of Tashmishei Kedusha. Why? Because the batim also have Torah writing on it. Where is the batim of Torah? The shin. The shin, that's considered to be ksav, kisvei Torah, and therefore you have to bury your batim, not only the since we have a minute to to put tzitzis also there, but technically speaking, tzitzis is not tashmishei kedusha. You really don't have to bury tzitzis. You should dispose of it in a nice way. And some people are makbid, you want to treat it nicely. You can't, there's nothing wrong with burying it. You could bury it, but you don't have to. Technically, it's tashmishei mitzvah, not tashmishei kedusha. A sefer Torah, that anything that was used to be mishamesh kisvei kodesh, so that's considered to be tashmishei kedusha. So what do you mean? So why do I need the rice to teach me even the batim? The batim is also has Torah writing on it.
The batim be tashmishei kedusha anyway? Because it's housing the parchment.
Good question. I'm not sure. Yeah. As I said that, I knew you would catch me on it, Ellie. I knew you would catch me on it. As I was saying it, I knew you'd catch me. Right. Because that's a shy. Let's say. Well, I don't know, Ellie. By a sefer Torah. So would the mantle? The mantle of a Sefer Torah, is that Tashmishei Kedusha? Because it's Mishamesh Kisvei Kodesh? Not sure. I don't think so. I guess it depends how. It's a good question. We should look it up. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure whether or not the batim. If it's Mishamesh, like the cover, like the book covers, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know how far you take it. But here you have mamishes to shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai, and from the ritzuos you make a dalid that's also kisvei kodesh, and there's also a yud. You have the yud. You tie the ritzuos into a yud on your shel yad to make the letters shin dalid yud. And since Shin is Shein Hashem Hashem, so that's part of Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. That even the Batim have to be made from Or Behema Tahora. Ellie, it sounds like from the Gemara, like we were saying, right? I mean, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that the only reason the Gemara is saying it has to be at least from Behema Tahora is because you want to say maybe even it should still be called Tashmishei Kedusha, even if it's not technically speaking Kisvei Kodesh. Okay. It's good, interesting for me. We should research. I'll research.
In terms of burial.
I hear you. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ella l'korchon b'saron. No, it means that when you are enclosing the parshius, you should use the hair of a kosher animal. Ulatofron begidin. When you sew the batim with sinews, from an animal, it has to be from a kosher animal. That's the hair that you use to sew it up. There's no kisvei kodesh. There's no Torah Hashem. It's not learned after the pasuk. That's why I need the braisa to tell me that you should use a kosher animal to tie up, to sew the tefillin batim, and to sew the parshius. Says the Gemara, Hanami alocha l'moshe misinayu. Desanya tefillin merubaos. Halacha l'moshe misinai. The fact that your tefillin have to be a square, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. Nichrachos b'saron v'nisparos begidon. The fact that it's you wind up, you close the parshios with hair, and you sew the batim with sinews from the animal. It's from kosher animals, so you have it from halacha l'moshe misinai. Says the Gemara, Ela l'ritzuos. That the ritzuos have to be made from, the ritzuos aren't kisvei kodesh, and yet, that's, even though we said before that it has some letters, you would make the letters into ritzuos. Yeah, so they asked that kasha. You should learn from, yeah, so, Tirt, who asked that kasha? The Ramban, the Rashba asked the kasha. They're not written on the ritzuos. It's kesher ba'alma, ve'ena chashuvos kiksav. However, Tosfos later on in Samach Beis, proves from here that no, the yud and the dalas and ritzuos are not the halacha l'moshe misinai, only the shin. Okay, Mefarshim talk about that. Ella ritzuos. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak, ritzuos shechoros halacha l'moshe misinai. The fact that the ritzuos have to be black, chumra of the month club. When we were growing up, only one side of the ritzuos were black. Couple of years ago, there's a new chumra in Eretz Yisrael. Both sides of the ritzuos are black. Chumra of the month club. I don't know. I don't know. So I felt badly because a certain Sofer in Eretz Yisrael convinced me I should get the black on black. It's like the chum. Well, I was going through one of my younger phases, and I felt badly. What do you mean? It wasn't good enough for my father. For him, he only had one side was black. That wasn't the chum. That was got to be mamish black all the way through. Both sides black. I don't know about that. It was good enough when we were growing up. All the tefillin only had black on one side. I don't know about the new shtick, but okay. The Ham Rabbi Yitzchak Ritzuos Shachoros Halacha Lamoshe Misinai says the Gemara Nehi De Gemirei Shachoros. Even though Halacha Lamoshe said it's black, but Tahoros Mi Gemirei. But the fact that that to be a kosher animal is not necessarily Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. So that's why we need the Braisa to say that the Ritzuos have to come from a kosher animal as well. Says the Gemara My Have Ala. What's the final story over here of the Tachash? My Have Ala the Tachash. We never came back to that. Was the tachash in the times of Moshe, was it a kosher animal or not kosher animal? Amar Rabbi Lamar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Amar Hayah, Rabbi Meir, tachash, Rabbi Moshe. Beria b'fnei atzma hayah. Whoa. It was a unique animal. V'layichri v'achav min chayah min behema. They didn't even know it was a chayah or behema. V'karen achas hayah lo b'mitzcho. It had one horn on its forehead, like a unicorn. U'lafi shan is damen lo l'moshe. It was only there for that time for the Mishkan. Va'asa mimenu ha-Mishkan v'nignaz. That was it. It was a one-time, one-shot animal, and it was never seen before that or after that. Midukamar keranach saisel of mitzcho, from the fact that it says it had one horn in its farchma, mina tarhaya. Doesn't that show that it was a kosher animal? The Amar of Yehuda, shor shehikav Adam Arishon, the ox that Adam Arishon brought as his carbon, Karen achas haislo b'mitzcho. It had one karen. Now, for a carbon, clearly bought a kosher animal. Tamatitev l'Hashem mishor por makrin mafris. So makrin is a language of karen. Karen yachid. So you see, it had one horn. Kosher animal. So presumably, the tachash was similar. Says the Gemara, no. Makrin tarte mashma. Doesn't makrin mean it had more than one horn? Makrin without a yud ksiv. So it sounds like one. Says the Gemara, so, v'lishur minei d'min behemahu. Maybe we should prove from Adam Rishon the tachash was also a min behema, because generally for karbanos we bring behemas and not chayas. Says the Gemara, kevin d'ika keresh. Since there is an animal called a keresh, d'min chayahu, v'lesle elachad a keren. Since there is a keresh that is a chaya, and it only has one horn, Ikalamemar minchayahu, you could still say that the tachash is also a minchaya, so they still weren't sure whether it was a chaya or a behema, but they were sure that it was a kosher animal because it was like the animal that Adam was makriv. Okay, let's continue a little bit more. Next Mishnah. Psilas habeged shekipla veloiv hava. If you have a piece of garment that you wound it up, and to make like a psila, v'lo yivhava, but you didn't burn the tip of it. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, two halachas. Temeyahi, so if it had exactly shalosh al shalosh, it is mekabel tuma. Ve'ein madlikim ba, but you're not allowed to use it for Chanukah candle, for Shabbos candles. We'll see why in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Omer tahori, Rabbi Kiva says, not mekabel tuma, because once you wind it up, it's not called a beged anymore. U'madlikim ba, and therefore, since it's not called a beged, it's called a wick, so you are allowed to light Shabbos candles. Gemara is going to discuss it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam le'inyan tuma. I understand when it comes to being mekabel tuma. Baha pligi. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Leza savar kibalein a moil. Rabbi Leza holds winding it up does not remove it from its status of a beged. Uve milse kamaise kaima. It's still called a beged even though you wound it up, and therefore it is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Kiva savar kibul moil. No, winding it up, butule batil. It's mevatel mitaras beged, and it's therefore no longer mekabel tuma. Elu in yinad luck of it as far as lighting a candle. But my pligi, what's the machleik? Because Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshia, v'chein amr avad barava hacha b'shalosh al shoshim mitzutzamis askinan. We're talking about a beged that was exactly 3 fingers by 3 fingers, the minimum shear. Uve yom tov shchalios be'erev Shabbos askinan. We're talking about where yontif fell out on a Friday. The kula ames to the Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees to the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar masikin b'kelim. You are allowed to light up your stove on Yontif with full kelim, because it's not muktza. Ve'ein masikin mishivei kelim, but you're not allowed to fire up your oven on Yontif with broken pieces of pottery, which broke on Yontif, because they're muktza, because they're called nola. They changed form on Yontif, and it's muktza. Udekula, so everyone agrees to that. Udekula alma islu deula. Everyone also holds of ula. Damar ula madlik tzarech shiyadlik barov ayotze. When you light Shabbos candles, you have to light with most of the wick that comes out of the candle. Don't take your hand away until most of it is lit, so that it'll burn well. Everyone agrees to that. Rabbi Lezer savar kipul eino moil. He holds winding it up does not remove it from a Torah's beged. If it came into Atik Blei Purta, once you light a drop a little bit, so it's going to be less than three. Havilei Shever Kli. It's considered now to be a broken garment because it doesn't have 3x3 anymore. So it's Muktza. V'chicha Madlik, when you're going to light the rest of it, like Ula said, the Shever Kli Kamadlik. Now you're lighting with a Muktza Kli. So therefore, you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Kipul Moel. Now he says that the winding that you wound it up in Erev Yontif works to be mevatel it. And therefore, Ein Taras Kli Olav. It was already not a Kli yesterday. Therefore, it's made for a wick. V'chi kamadlik be'etz ba'alma kamadlik. It's not muktza. So you're allowed to light with it. It's no longer muktza. Amar of Yosef, haynu detanina. This is what I learned from my rabbeim. Shalosh al shalosh mitzum samos. Lo yidan l'mahit v'lo yidan l'mahichsa. I heard my rabbeim talk something about a beged that was exactly 3x3. I didn't know what the halacha was. Now I know it was for this halacha. Umi deka mitaretz. Ravada barava alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, shmamina k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirle. From the fact that the Ravada barava answered up according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shows that we hold the Rabbi Yehuda. We hold the Rabbi Yehuda. It says, "Mar umi amar Ravada barava hachi." Did he really say this? Amar Ravada barava nachri shechokak kav v'bakas. A non-Jew that on Yontif dug out from a log one kav. We had this gemara earlier in a piece of wood. Even though it became a kli on Yontif. Yisrael Masika B'yontif, a Jew is allowed to use it. How come he's allowed to use it? V'amai noilud hu, isn't it muktzah, was made on Yontif? Answer the Gemara, you're right. But the Rebbe of Elezer, Rebbe Kiva Karmelai, he was saying that according to the other Shita, but V'lei lo sfirle, he himself really didn't hold that it was okay to use, he held it was muktzah, because he held of Rebbe Yehuda's din of nolad, but according to the other din, that there is no din of nolad, so that's why he was saying it was okay, but he himself, Taki, didn't hold that way. Rabosai, we will stop here. Thank you very much for listening. Everybody should have a lichtig Shabbos, a wonderful Shabbos, an enjoyable Shabbos. Thanks a lot for being a part of it.
Well, great Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you. Is there a Motzi Shabbos
here? Motzi Shabbos, if you want, for those who want, we will have a Motzi Shabbos here. Let's try to aim for 9 o'clock, unless things are crazy. 9 o'clock Motzi Shabbos, we'll have a Daf Yomi here.
That's a Shabbos.